Neighborhood Love Radio. What's happening? My name is Johnny. Come on in. This is my place. Put your feet up. I am, I'm joined in studio by Sabrina, a.k.a. Sleaze Steak.
Hello.
Hi. She just dropped by. We're talking about music, talking about podcasting and this and that. We got a bunch of Nisha friends. I actually have a couple questions for you that I want to... can you stick around? I have questions for you.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. But loved ones, what I want you to do is take a picture of this. It's about 8 o'clock. And maybe you're getting ready for something special to begin. Maybe you're getting ready, looking at the mirror. Maybe you got somebody, someone, someplace that you're looking forward to going to. Always a good feeling, the most positive start to any evening. And just like that setting, you need a good soundtrack. I'm here for you. First up, I got brand new music from Bosk featuring Nicole Willis. Nicole Willis is sort of a 90s club personality, and she lends her voice to this tune. I hope you enjoy it. It's from Ubiquity Recordings.
Just
what you're doing? Why the packed suitcases? Darling, are you leaving me?
I'm packing up my clothes, and I'm walking out the door.
Started off the set with Bosque featuring Nicole Willis. Little Afro vibe on that. Bosque returns with a songstress extraordinaire from the 90s. That's a single from the upcoming LP. Release date is TBA, I don't know. But it will be out on Ubiquity Recordings. After that, I played Sin Cane. That was a track from his latest record from this sort of a hybrid artist. He played with Caribou and among others. Hold Tight is the name of that tune. From the Mean Love record out a little bit earlier this year on the DFA label. And then the tune you just heard, Delilah. Packing up a little deep soul blues from 1964 for you. And that brings us right to present time, right here, you and me. I'm here with Sabrina, a.k.a. Sleaze Steak. Sleaze Steak.
My full name is Philly Sleaze Steak, just so
Philly
you know.
Philly Sleaze Steak. Any relation to the Sleaze Stacks? Because that's the first thing I thought of.
I am really sorry, but I am too young to even know that. And I didn't even know what Sleaze Stack was until somebody told me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't it from like, oh my God, I just talked to Greg about this actually the other day and he made fun of me because I said it was
wrong. You mean Greg Narvis?
Yeah. I was a
drummer for Headcat, zine writer extraordinaire.
Skinhead. Yeah.
When we, I wanted to ask you, I was reading your little list of things you do. Sex educator at Pipe Dream Productions. Sex educator, describe that, what you do.
People will call or send me emails saying, sometimes it's stupid shit, like, how do I use this vibrator? And then sometimes it's actually, like, asking me for help. Mm-hmm. With sex. A lot of times it'll be, I've gotten a lot of women who, older women who have never bought a vibrator and they want help with that. Mm-hmm. I gave a grandma her first vibrator. That was awesome.
And you say grandma?
She was like 80.
Because you're too young to know when you lost.
What year is that?
You could be a 40-year-old grandma, so I'm asking clarity on the grandma thing.
I'm side-eyeing him for all of you who can't see.
80?
Yeah, she was real old. Okay. She lived down the street, too, so she, like, came and got it.
How is somebody... Well, obviously, she was still, finger quotes in the air, active, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure... I think she was, like, a widow or something, and she was just like, I never needed it until now.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think anybody should use it all the time, whether you have a husband or not. Mm-hmm. Sex toys can totally, like, enhance your... experience and turn it into a different experience.
And LA chapter chair of Women Grow.
Oh my God, this one is really exciting to me. It's a very new organization based in Colorado where our mission is to educate and empower women to be business owners and leaders in the cannabis industry.
The growing industry right now.
Oh, yeah.
The boom industry.
Totally.
Budding industry.
All of the jokes.
Can you stick... I got some other questions for you. Can you stick around for a little bit?
Oh, show.
You want to hang out and listen to some music for a little
bit?
All right. Let me see what I got for you. I got Alice Russell. Let Go Breakdown. A little sort of interlude, if you will. A little harmonizing with herself. After that, I got brand new music from Prince Fatty meets Nostalgia 77. So it's the newest single, a double A single from the upcoming LP out due out November 24th on the True Thoughts label. True Thoughts Records from Los Angeles, California. No, True Thoughts, they're from Europe, sorry. But first up, Prince Fatty meets Nostalgia 77.
is it, y'all. Surely it, y'all. This 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 is it, y'all.
Well, it seems like time here has run out.
In more ways than your primitive minds could ever imagine.
I shall continue with this subject on Monday.
Cut the play. People is the C-H-A-R-I-Z-M-A. New charisma shall now sway. Flowing steadily in motion. The beat is the team. My throat rhymes the coaching. It's like damage, cause I'm the man with the master plan. Playing suckers like a game of Candyland. Cause he got the juice, you get the boot. I'm the head of the train, you're riding my caboose. You're Dr. Seuss, I'm never known to beat some. Like the atomic bomb, I'm dropping science in a large sum. There in the middle of the stage, picture like a gorilla, busting out its cage, showing through the skies and its desert sands. I succeed and expand like a mic stand, light bulbs out and I'm the creeper. Best don't sneak ya, cause I'm a flat like a Nike sneaker. Wisdom, twirling like a tornado. I lay down the track and erupt like a volcano. Your pitfall, I bet you never saw. A young brother, letting off steam like a hot ball. I play with the full deck, so cut the charade. I like the days and stomp like a pro raid. Yo, see, are you sleeping? No, I do not drain. The rhymes so dope, they go down in the Hall of Fame. Choice and voicing, your female I knocked up. Rock with the lyrics, releasing nothing but propaganda. No, I'm in demand. Jumping your cables. And watching MC like a turntable. The runner up, C-H-R-I-S-C-U double T. Cause cut is down with me. And it'll stay that way until I fall. Cause this is it, y'all.
This is it, y'all. Surely it, y'all. This is it, y'all. Surely it, y'all. This is it, y'all. Surely it, y'all. This is it, y'all. Surely it, y'all. This is it, y'all. Surely it, y'all. This is it, y'all. Surely it, y'all. This is it, y'all. Surely it, y'all. This is it, y'all. Surely it, y'all. This is it.
Yeah, charisma straight until the 90s.
Charisma and Peter Butter Wolf, Stones Throw Records. That was recorded in the late 80s and just released a couple years back. Some great classic stuff. This is Confunction from a little Northern Cali funk. Enjoy.
Come on, get up. If your body needs water, keep dancing, cause you ought to keep the blood flowing down to your feet. Brother Maurice will be round in a minute with a buck of field in it. Squirrel meat. The blood real good if you drink it real fast, but the aftertaste just lasts and lasts. So if you kiss somebody, you want to party all night.
pleasures.
Yeah, we start off the set with Prince Fatty meets Nostalgia 77. That's brand new music from the upcoming LP due out November 24th on the True Thoughts label. Medicine Chest Dove was the name of that tune. We followed that up by Charisma and Peanut Butter Wolf. Basically, the quick story is Peanut Butter Wolf, you guys know him from Stone's Throw Record, raconteur, entrepreneur. He did a series of recordings with a young rapper named Charisma. I think Charisma was 16 and Peanut Butter Wolf was 19 when they started making music. Anyway, without getting into it, Charisma was tragically killed in 1993, and they didn't really get a chance to release the recordings, and so Peanut Butter Wolf just released them over the last year or two, I think, and it's some great stuff from that area. Very prolific and talented writer, rapper named Charisma with Peanut Butter Wolf. Followed that up from Confunction. Chase Me was the name of that tune. I got that from the Best Of record. And then the tune you just heard, Super Funky Califragisexy from Prince. From the 1987 somewhat obscure straight funk record, commonly called the Black Album because it had no real title to it. It was just all black cover, I think, with a catalog number on the side. And I think it wasn't released in its own time. It heavily bootlegged. That's how I originally got it. I got on a bootleg cassette back then, in the late 80s, but now it's all been re-released through Warner now. And you could get that. I believe it's called the Black Album. You'll find it. By the way, that tune was 100% Prince. No backing players or singers or band on that tune. Just all Prince. And Sabrina, tell me a little bit about San Fernando Valley Roller Derby.
Besides the fact that it's amazing, we actually have a game this weekend where we started in 2011. We're all skater-owned and operated, nonprofit organization. My team that I captain is the Reseda Wreckers, and we are playing the dank-ass Topanga Mall Rats on Saturday.
I think I was so impressed. When I go to see a roller derby, I'm just so impressed because, like, it's not... It falls under the category of exhibition, I think, with a lot of people, but it's straight athleticism. There's just, like...
It's fucking hard.
Yeah, just, I mean, there's... It's the bumps and the constant skating and just the tension. There's so much tension. And it's awesome. I mean, you guys have fun with the names and all that stuff, too, and it does carry an element of kitsch, which makes it fun, but it's not like you just wander in off the street and, like, jump into a match, you know? It's straight athletes working.
Yeah, some people, they don't get to play a game for years, you know? I feel like I've been playing over 2 years now, and I feel like I still don't even know what I'm doing sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to run things.
Yeah, a lot of nip slips, I imagine.
Actually, no, we don't wear the low cut. We're kind of, well, maybe I might, but nobody else really does. They try to get away from the sexy stuff.
I'm talking with Sabrina. She goes by Sleaze Steak. What are some other prior roller derby names?
Like other people's?
Did you come up with any names before?
Not before, but of course since then I've thought about ton of shit. Like, I love RuPaul, so I thought of Ru Brawl. Mm-hmm. What else did I think of? I thought of something that was a play on Lumpy Space Princess, but I can't remember now. Now that I'm on the spot, I'll never know.
So over, self-signed decree.
If that word's just a metaphor, that's a word you can't say. No, don't tell me you love me if you're not certain you do. This is really real. I'll never trust someone new. It happened to me. She made as we lay close that night. She said she loved me forever and that she always would stay. But then forever turned to never and got lost in yesterday.
Jason Gutierrez, producer and musician. That's featuring John Biggs on drums, Kevin Brennan on sax, the incomparable Dan Hasty on keys. If you like that tune, check out his other stuff. You can just Google search Enfield Studios, E-N-F-I-E-L-D Studios, or Jason Gutierrez, and a bunch of music will come up. This is Omar.
There's nothing like this.
Loved one, she goes by Sleaze Steak. LA chapter chairwoman and woman grow. Sex educator at Pipe Dream Productions. And SFE Roller Derby. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you, loved ones, for coming in by. And my name is Johnny. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, a website devoted to street culture, music, food, fashion. Thank you so much. Stick around for the Dark Mark Show. Always funny, sexy, seedy, a little bit dirty. Check it out.